I'm Chris with your Linux headlines on November 20th, 2019. This week saw the latest release of a semi-annual list of the world's top supercomputers. And with the two fastest systems in the ranking featuring NVIDIA Tesla GPUs, the list's publications provided a backdrop for the company's announcement that it was introducing a new reference design platform for GPU-accelerated ARM-based servers. The platform consists of hardware and software building blocks and includes CUDA-X libraries and development tools for accelerated computing. NVIDIA sees growth in large-scale machine learning and AI as likely candidates that'll push demand for power-efficient HPC facilities, and in this market, the company hopes its reference designs will make an impact. Codefresh has announced a $100 million fund to help open-source projects. The company, which specializes in continuous integration and delivery pipeline flows using container technologies, made this announcement yesterday. While funding details will be revealed next year, Codefresh's chief technology evangelist Dan Garfield did explain that the fund is intended to, quote, provide grants for open source projects to get access to tools that help them. VPN provider Private Internet Access is being bought by UK-based Cape Technologies. The deal will see PIA moving under the same ownership as ZenMate and CyberGhost, two other VPN companies that Cape Technologies previously purchased, and a doubling of Cape's global footprint to over 2 million paying customers. If regulatory approval for the purchase is granted, Cape will rename itself to Private Internet and also take over PIA's encrypted search engine and its in-development privacy-focused browser. Another option has been added to Debian's InitVote general resolution. The additional proposal was authored by Ian Jackson and seconded by a number of developers, including Russ Albury, who, along with Jackson, resigned from Debian's technical committee in the wake of the project's original systemd debate back in 2014. Jackson's proposal strives to ensure that the project continues to embrace alternatives to systemd while seeking not to undermine its optional use, but also makes it clear his disappointment that this issue has once again come up for debate within the Debian community. And finally today, Slack has released Nebula, an open-source mesh networking technology. Nebula has replaced IPsec within Slack's own geographically dispersed server ecosystem, and the company believes it could be useful for others looking for an efficient, manageable, and platform-agnostic node-to-node solution. The system features strong encryption, a certificate-based identity management, and also a way to communicate through firewalls and NAT. Nebula already supports Linux, macOS, and Windows, and a prototype exists for iOS, with Android support also planned. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/53. We'll be back tomorrow.